So we're now arriving in Selbridge, at the end of the Long Avenue, and as we approach the main street, we note that the Connolly's entrance gates have sphinxes on top of the gateposts, an unusual feature which has become a sort of emblem of the town. If we stay on the left-hand side of the main street, we will see an information board on the left wall, shortly followed by a statue to Arthur himself that was unveiled in late 2013. As we walk down from the statue, the next building of interest is the Viney House on the left-hand side, number 22, which is near the pedestrian crossing for the Catholic Church. We're now outside George Viney's house, which has date plaques on the top reading Selbridge anno 1724 and then George Viney anno 1728. Viney was a local tenant farmer who moved to Selbridge in the 1720s and sadly went bankrupt in 1752, shortly before the Guinnesses needed a house to live in. They had to move out of their accommodation because it came with the job and their employer had just died. So the Viney House, as we call it, became the family home for the next 12 years, from 1752 to 1764. And it became the launch pad for Arthur and his five siblings. Across the road was the Catholic Church of Selbridge, which could easily have been moved elsewhere by the Connollys, who were the landlords who owned the entire village, and of course they were the local magistrates as well. But they decided to keep it where it was, which was an example of tolerance by the standards of the time, and I believe that that tolerance marked the attitude of my family as well. The Guinness family lived in the Viney House from 1752 to 1764, paying a rent of £10 a year for it. And by this stage, Richard, the father, had married a publican's widow who ran a pub further down the main street, which we'll look at in a minute. In this house were his six surviving children. And in a sense, the Viney House, although modest in size, was the launch pad for all their different careers. Leaving the Viney House, we're going to cross the street at the pedestrian lights and continue down about 100 metres on the right-hand side of the street to opposite the Bank of Ireland, where the next part of the story begins. As we approach the bridge in Selbridge, we will see the Bank of Ireland on the left-hand side. Across the road from it, we see a Spar supermarket. This was owned by Arthur's stepmother, who was a publican in her own right. And we think that Arthur brewed beer in the yard behind her pub between 1752 and 1755. The next house after the Spa is the Village Inn, which belonged to James Carberry, who was a publican who brewed his own beer. Most likely, Arthur first saw and smelt the brewing process at the back of this pub, and many local people will say that the first pint of Guinness was actually brewed in the Village Inn. This may or may not be true, but it's a great legend. Then we approach the Mucky Duck pub with its archway on our right. And this is the house that Arthur was born in January 1725. We're going to go in and have a look around.
Thank you.